Reflect further on what we discover in Acts 13 on mission. Mission is what God does to put the world to rights. And indeed, as we see further on in Acts, in chapter 14, verse 27, Paul and Barnabas reported to the church all that God had done through them and how he had opened the door to the Gentiles. And as we read in chapter 13, was the Holy Spirit's decision to send out Barnabas and Saul, as he was still then known, for the work for which he had called them. And this work, as Jesus had told Ananias, is to be my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel. Mission is what God does. And he invites and indeed instructs his church to join him in his work. See the great co-mission. In thinking of mission, we tend to think of it as something separate from worship. Yet it was while the church was worshipping and fasting that the Holy Spirit acted to call out Barnabas and Paul for his mission. Worship, fasting and prayer express our love commitment to God, a visible sign of the living reality of the first commandment in our lives, the living sacrifice of our lives, making ourselves available to God for his purposes. If God's mission agents are not committed to worshipping the head of the church in the fellowship of the body of the church, what message are they sending out as missionaries? The fact that worship is mission means that we exhibit an open door policy. We are here. And whatever other outreach we do, all our outreach begins with how we greet new people coming to seek God in our worship, in our church building. Think, for example, of Barbara and Priscilla, who in their different ways were drawn to visit us and found a godly welcome amongst us. Research shows that it is by the church's welcome that people are encouraged to return to church, or discouraged never to return. Mission begins at the door of our worship welcome. But in this coronavirus crisis, we are not yet in the building. We're online, folks. People we may never meet at our door may be worshipping with us online. This raises new questions about our future worship. Some of these are technical, and Nick and Laura have shared some really helpful thoughts on that with me for sharing with the deacons, as also have Joe and Graham, who run our website for us. But the big issue is not our technology, but the style and content of what we offer online. Our building-centred face-to-face worship, which has worked for us in the past, needs to be developed into a model that will effectively bring online people to the Lord today. The methods of yesterday may not be effective for tomorrow's mission. And so for the sake of God's mission purpose, we may have to embrace the pain of giving up our old mission methods. But our comfort is that it's not the method we use that matters, but the mission God calls us to do. See, Paul says of David that he served the purposes of God in his own generation. And that's what we are called to do. And we can trust that when we seek God's kingdom, he will open the door to the Gentiles. A recognition that worship is something we all make together, I'm inviting you to offer ideas so we may explore possibilities and to connect with me and each other through Zoom to start working out what might work for us. So let's now come to a pause and praise God in song, singing All for Jesus, which may not be the song you expect it to be, an illustration of our reflection. The song may be different, but our worship still lives.